Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'd like to ask you to stand and join us for a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance. And the flag is in the back of the room. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Mr. Hammond. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Pham.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Here.
Mrs. Rohr.
Present.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the December 13th, 2021 agenda, please. I need a first.
Here.
Thank you. I need a second.
Second.
Thank you. Mrs. Rohr was the first. Mr. Hershberger was the second. Any discussion? Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mrs. Pham.
Yes. We now need a motion to approve the minutes from the November 15th, 2021 regular meeting and the November 29th, 2021 special meeting. May I have a motion?
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mrs. Rohr was the first. Mr. Hernandez.
Hernandez.
Who are you? Where's your business card? Hershberger was the second. I don't know where that is from. Any discussion? roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mrs. Pham.
I'm going to abstain because I'm going to be honest. I did not have an opportunity to read the minutes. Thank you. Consider approval of donations. It is recommended that the Board of Education approves the following donations. It was anonymous supplies and one from Bernadette Rohr. May I have a motion, please?
Motion.
Thank you.
Mr. Hernandez got you.
And a second?
Here.
Thank you. Any discussion other than saying thank you to folks? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yeah.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Pham?
Yes. Thank you. We're moving into student recognition.
Great. I'm going to announce for FISA Harvey and CIS tonight. Our students of the month are our students who work hard every day, who are kind to others, and who are positive role models within our district. And we're very proud of them. You know, when you get into the middle of the year, these are the kiddos that continue to show those attributes, and it's really great that they get recognized. So for Hazel Harvey in kindergarten, we have Cole Hugis, Avery Klein, Cheyenne Gruber, and Caden Strauss. In first grade, Graham Stoll, Noah Gosen, Keith Pettit, Luke Conkle, and Will Steiner. And in second grade, Lillian Stefanko, Aria Osborne, Jolene Redebaugh, and Molly Hershberger. And at CIS, in third grade, we have Courtney Conyers and Mason Kitchen. In fourth grade, Breanne Thomas and Joseph Pettit. In fifth grade, Olivia Miller and Dominic Sparty. And in sixth grade, Shana Fox and Sam Adams.
Thank you.
Much like she said, especially in December here, when it gets a little crazy at the 7th and 12th notice, the kids start to be inside. And social media going crazy on a lot of things with these kids they struggle with. These kids continue to show very good qualities that we want to see. Seventh grade, we have Clara Kirkhart and Parker West. Eighth grade, Wyatt Utter and Lanny Kenley. Ninth grade, Donovan Thompson and Hunter Brinkerhoff. 10th grade, Adeline Steiner and Braden Braswell. 11th grade, Tori Rust and Ethan Douglas. And in 12th grade, Haley Thonan and Connor Fee.
Thank you.
Move our needle mover. All righty. In December, we actually have two. The needle mover for December is the awesome twosome of Rebecca Cargill and Marilyn Rourke from the treasurer's office. Rebecca has been with the district for 7 years, and her main functions include payroll, benefits, and receivable. Marilyn has been with the district for 6 years, and her main duties include purchase orders, accounts payable, and budget assistance. If you're around these two very long, you will see that their personalities are on opposite ends of the spectrum, yet they are a wonderful hand-in-glove combination. They have each other's back. They work well together. The past few years have tested their dedication, resilience, and capabilities. Through several treasurer changes, change to the accounting software, changes in job responsibilities, they have stood strong. They have been the glue that has held the department together. Bills have been paid timely, and no one in the district has missed a paycheck. Words cannot describe their dedication to their jobs, their willingness to assist others, and their loyalty to the district. And finally, words from our current treasurer. Ira is so appreciative of the support Becky and Marilyn has given him. They make coming to work enjoyable. You are an awesome team and truly deserve this long overdue recognition.
Woo!
Please stand and be recognized.
So the other day, I'm walking into my office, and Marilyn's in there at my desk, and I got these sitting right behind there, and I'm trying to figure out if she's going through, did she actually see them or not? And they're like, yes, but she was bringing in papers for me that needed to be signed. But you can come on up. Ira, why don't you come up with your team here so they can get a picture.
They might not want a picture.
I'm in the witness protection.
There's right here.
Did you want to rearrange?
No.
Thank you. Woo!
And I believe they were brought here under false pretenses.
Without we're in trouble.
Well, you knew you weren't getting a raise, right? Because you would have done the paperwork.
I can do that.
Thank you, both of you. Mr. Osborne, your superintendent's report, please.
All right. The Business Advisory Council in the fall, their major focus was on non-traditional careers. And so I posted to their website that teachers could get to where lessons regarding non-traditional careers and what those look like. Also, what are the up-and-coming careers that are out there. The website, and for everybody, ohiomeansjobs.com has more than just job openings on it. It is a very resourceful website for anybody to take a look at, get involved with. You can research current jobs, unemployment, what people are looking for, what their anticipated jobs are, what industries are hiring. All that kind of fits in there, and is a well-run website that is on there. One of the things that I wanted to report upon that caught my eye, that nationally the unemployment level was 5.2%. Ohio's was 5.4, but here in Wayne County, we're 4.5%. So we seem to be below the national average, that people are back to work here in our county, and we're below the average, and that is a number we want to be below the average on. So the fall report is just giving you that heads up. OhioMeansJobs.com is a great website, not only for our teachers, but our Business Advisory Council, but for anybody that want to take a look at and see what's going on out there. And the fall really focus on non-traditional careers that are out there. And so there's a lot of information regarding that from this October and November and early December that is on there. So my next update from the BAC will be sometime in March, because they'll do December, January, and February. On the anonymous donation that was up there, I do want to talk about that. We have makers kits here. So it's a big cart. Mm-hmm. Kids go in and they design projects. Mrs. Storad is our teacher here. I mean, who was our teacher? Not Mrs. Storad.
That's a STEM?
Yes.
We have Mrs. Wilcox uses it.
Right.
As well as Mrs. Schmitz and Mrs. Emmons. All three use it.
But Mrs. Wilcox in there.
Mm-hmm.
All the time getting it organized. So we had a gentleman that came in, made a donation. He bought one of the kits and bought one for the junior, senior high school. We talked about the nuts and bolts that they use that connect everything together, and they have to be certain sizes and what have you. He donated all those, turned around and donated enough tools for every kid in the classroom to have their own set of tools, not have to actually get up and go get them. They have their own set of tools. And he donated the bags that they go into. So they have work bags. And he contacted me, thanked him profusely, and he said, you know what else they need? They need soldering kits. So I'm going to get those for them, too. So this has been a very great thing to happen for us. We kind of walked into this. He contacted us. I'd like to thank Mrs. Kerr for making the connection for us. And this has worked out very well for our kids in our school district and our programs here.
Thank you. Voice for acceptance, Mr. Hammond, even though we have names there? Or do you want to do roll call?
No, voice is fine.
All those in favor of accepting the superintendent's report, say aye.
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 All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Hammond, the treasurer's update and agenda items?
Man, I got here really quick. You've seen the November financial report. I don't have a lot to report in that arena tonight. It's kind of moving along steadily as we've discussed in the past. I have been, as of last Monday, and I kind of verified it through the past week, I have isolated the out of balance number that has been haunting me since my first day here and the 2 years prior to my first day here. So I'm pleased with that. I've had a discussion with the state auditor trying to figure out how we're going to do that. I probably will be coming to the board requesting a motion at a special board meeting like December 25th.
Good luck.
I was looking for a Christmas present. we are done with the gap audit as it's been put out. Published at Ohio. Now that's just the gap audit. So now the auditor of state is in doing their testing and surveillance and execution and all that wonderful field work. So right now there'll be four of them in the office. They're scheduled for four tomorrow. They were on site one day last week. That audit probably will, I'm hoping, be resolved or completed by the end of January, but realistically, it'll be February. Moving on to my action items, let me talk just briefly about the first one. Back in fiscal year 20, the board approved an advance of $650 to the food service fund. As a result of that gap audit, I got a phone call, said, is this going to be a permanent transfer or was it just meant to be an advance? And I said, it's meant to be an advance, so I need to return that. We should have returned it a year ago. So I need your approval for that. Then obviously the November financial statement.
Thank you. We need a motion to approve this.
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. Mrs. Rohr was the first. Mr. Hirschberger was the second. Any discussion, please? Thank you, Mr. Hammond. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. Moving on to the superintendent's agenda.
I'm asking for a resolution to allow the superintendent and the treasurer, Mr. Hammond, to allow the two of us to enter into a shared savings contract with Gardner Service Company. We have not entered into the contract yet. We have to work out the formula, but once we're able to come to gate on what we're actually paying our high school bills are for utility, that we go into the shared savings agreement, that we have the ability to do that. The agreement was in your pack, and I know I've spoke to two of the board members that had questions about it, but it's definitely, I believe, is a good benefit to the district, and it gets a cost off of our plate, so to speak, in terms of a yearly cost for maintenance, because that is included in the shared savings.
And if I could just comment on that a little bit, because Todd and I've had discussion, this is truly a utility management group that's coming in to see what we can do to reduce our utility cost. And then obviously as part of that, they share in that savings.
Thank you. May I have a motion, please?
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. Mrs. Rohr was the first. Mr. Hershberger was the second. Is there any discussion?
I just want to thank Todd and Ira. I did have questions on this, and I appreciate the time of answering those questions and bringing clarity to the mechanics of the relationship. So thank you. Well, appreciate that.
Yes, I thank you for going forward with this. I think it's a great idea. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes. We're moving to the superintendent's consent agenda, please.
Okay. With the effective leave of Lori Sizemore, who's taking a job at Worcester, as reported in a previous meeting, and I do wish her well. She's going to be focusing truly on transportation. That is a four-year job in Worcester. But with us and through our discussions, we are going to split this position back up. It just wears one person running them way too thin in too many different directions. So I re-updated the job descriptions for the maintenance buildings and grounds supervisor, and I updated the job description for the transportation supervisor, which I included in your packet, and I'm asking for approval of those updated job descriptions. Stop there. Got a little tongue-tied, sorry about that. And the updated substitute teacher lists from the Tri-County ESC that we have, they've had received more people to sign up to be substitutes that they vetted. Mm-hmm. And so these would be anybody in the, you know, that can use them once this list is approved. And anytime we get an updated list or somebody adds to that list, I'll bring it back to the board. So we always have, we're able to go with those people. But that is it for my agenda, unless I have questions.
I need a motion.
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. Any discussion? Now, I was happy to see additional folks on the substitute teacher list and on the sub list all overall. It was pretty scarce the first time out.
Yeah. And if you looked at that list, a number of people that are on the list that only want to go to particular schools.
Yes.
It doesn't prevent us from calling them and right. saying, hey, just give us a shot. But you can see where they, maybe it's depending on where they live, that they yes. only want to be in that area of the county, and it's too far of a drive, but yes.
Yes, few subs are going to drive for an hour to get to a school. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes. We have no items for board discussion, except...
I have one for a board. It's the appropriate time. But one, wanted to thank Dr. Good and Ms. Rohr. For the last 4 years, I've enjoyed working with you. I've learned a lot from both of you. It takes a special person to want to be a board member, because you walk into a situation where you're giving up your time. You are not getting some big check to do this. And your only goal is to make the district better. And, you know, that is it's a very tough job, because everybody likes to give you their opinion, and it has to fit in with the entire team. Sometimes it's a very tough thing to balance, especially when you got, like with Dr. Good's case, you have kids and you go to events and then people want to stop you and talk to you, and it's hard to maintain that. But over the past 4 years, I've enjoyed working with you. You've definitely done things that make this school district better, and I wish you the best, and please keep in touch. I will not delete you out of my phone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to call him tomorrow.
Thank you.
Well. I just would like to also just thank the community and for putting me into this position. I've enjoyed working with all the board members, you, Todd, and Ira, and serving the community. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
We don't have anybody on the list.
We have nobody who has signed up for public participation. blank, 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 blank. All right, moving on to new business. I believe that is Mr. Hammond?
I'm happy to roll with it.
Thank you.
So
did you want to roll with it?
Let's take them one by one. So the first one is the renewal of the current school district income tax. That current levy expires at the end of 2022. We need to renew that levy or figure out a different way to provide approximately $2.2 million to the district on an annual basis. I am desirous of having this approved so we can get it on the May ballot as opposed to the November ballot, because in my mind, one of the worst things that could happen is at the 11th hour, you get a thumbs down and it doesn't give you a whole lot of reaction time. You've all seen the five-year forecast. And somehow the board and those people that are on the levy committee must somehow get the district to understand the importance of that $2.2 million. It is 15% of our revenue source. Question asked over the weekend was, why is this asking for a millage? Because when I go to the state, they are giving me a comparison of what an income tax rate will generate as far as revenue for the district versus what would I need in real estate millage for property taxes. And I can tell you it's about a 10% for 10 mil for real estate taxes. And I'm going to kind of segue into that second one, which is we let a PEI levy fail in 2016 and did not renew it. We as a district, from my perspective and my perspective only and what I've seen in the last 7 months, is we have kicked the can down the road and not taken care of maintenance issues for lack of funds. We can't afford to do that. We've got buildings that are in need of repair. We got buildings that have safety issues. And I'm astounded that we're not getting cited for some of those safety issues. So I'm requesting on item two, a half a mil for a PI levy. The original resolution I sent out last Friday was a continuous one. If you're in favor of that, that's fine. But in case you weren't, I went back to the attorney today and requested a five-year PI levy. So we have both of those. Whichever way you want to go, whichever way you feel that the board will be comfortable or your district will be comfortable. So those are the two items that I'm requesting that goes on the ballot in May. Happy to have discussion, conversation. Just feel free to ask me.
Do you want me to have the motion and then the discussion, or do you want the discussion and then the motion?
Need the motion.
I wrestle with that, but technically we should be doing the motion and then the discussion.
Sure. Appreciate it.
Because it can always, no vote would take it off the table anyway.
All right, then I'm going to ask for a motion.
So moved.
Thank you, and a second.
Excuse me, we need to be very specific. Your motion is for
A.
Item A under
A?
New business only.
Yes.
Yes.
That was.
I'll second.
Thank you. Now discussion.
Do
I didn't really have anything to add. I think looking at our financials and knowing our situation, and I think a lot of work is ahead for the new board members. See Kyle's out there. Welcome aboard, and Jeremy. So I'm happy to support this, so you all have something to do in January.
Okay, I do have a question regarding Section 1 and the blank there. So this motion, is this taking it to the auditor for additional information and putting it on the ballot?
Yeah,
Is it doing two things?
So this particular motion...
Yes, this one.
...is very specific, and it's the same for the other one. Bear with me a second.
Take your time.
What this motion does is it allows me to go to the state and request an estimate of certification and alternate tax rates. So that I know that blank down there, if I had to put a number in it, I would take my five-year forecast looking at fiscal year 23, and that number would be 2.2 million rounded. I don't know when the State Department of Taxation comes back and gives me the numbers, but that's what I'm hoping for, because from my perspective, we're asking them to renew a 1% levy.
Okay. And then do we need to do another motion to put it on the ballot?
Yes.
And with the ballot language. Okay. I wanted to make sure we were perfectly clear
yes,
on that.
Yes. What will happen is, if you approve this, I will send this to the state.
Yes.
They will, within, I think, 10 days, send back to me with information. I, in turn, then need to do a few more hoops so that we can get it then to the Board of Elections.
All right. Thank you.
Other questions on that, the renewal?
If we would change our mind and we put it to the Board of Elections, can it be changed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You always have the right to rescind it.
All right. I just wanted to make that clear for everyone. Anyone else? Are we good?
Okay.
Thank you. May we have roll call, please?
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Then moving on to item B.
Yes, may I have a motion? This is in regards to the permanent improvement levy of 0.5 mil.
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. And discussion?
So this one, likewise, instead of going to the state, will go to the county auditor. And as I mentioned at our last board meeting, 0.5 mil will generate approximately 280,000 gross. So net would be about 250, 260 to the district. Because they take out their collection fees from that gross amount. And even though 250, 260 doesn't sound like a lot in the operations of the district, it would be very helpful.
Ira, if we move forward with the levy and it fails in May, can the levy go back on in November then with this?
For the PI one, yes.
Okay. There's no restriction as to, you know, within a voting calendar year that you can offer that levy, or is there a restriction that you...
I'm not familiar with the PI piece. I know that with the school district income tax...
You can offer it twice?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're limited.
And you made mention that the original request is for a continual levy, which, not that I want to go into great detail here, but that would be my preference in the area of a PI, because I think in general, folks don't like you coming back to the well every 5 years. And so if you're vested in a decision, put the continual there, you want to maintain your buildings, and it goes on, and then we don't have the situation that we have today because of something that took place in 2017.
If he was asking my preference would be the continuous also.
Right.
And one of those driving reasons is because we're doing this, the timing of it, the whole process is not good, because now I've got two requests going to the district at the same time. And if we do the 5-year renewal, then 5 years from now, we got two requests going to the district at the same time. So I'm personally, my preference, and very personally, I mean, if I was my district, I would still want the continuous.
Are we making that decision tonight? Continuous or 5-year?
Well, in that sense, yes, because I have to go to the county auditor to get rates and stuff. And so you have two exhibit Fs. And it's which exhibit F do you want to put into motion?
All right, well, our buildings aren't going anyplace, so I would think the continuing is what makes sense, because they don't get better by themselves and they don't maintain themselves. So,
well, right now the only way the buildings are going is
and that's what happens, because the only time we can use funds with that is when we take it out of the general fund, which impacts education and other programs. So
and I will, in all honesty, half a mil isn't going to cure our ills. We'll still have to take out of the general fund, but it will go a long way to helping it.
Right. And for the folks who weren't here at the last meeting, we do have the PI, because people will see that on the financial report, that there's a PI, but that is for the junior senior building only. It cannot be used for any place else in this district.
And
that's by state law or state mandate or whatever the word is.
Because we partnershiped with OFCC.
Yes, we did.
There is a fairly rigid requirement there that
yes,
you have
there is.
A PI that goes to a 034 fund. Mm-hmm. And it's very they spell out very particularly how the money can be used in that. And it's out there for approximately 23 years before you can do what you want with it, as far as in your grounds and buildings.
Yes. And I want, again, I want to make that clear to folks, because when they, you know, look at, go to the library and look at that, they're going to see there's money in a permanent levy fund, but that cannot be touched for anything but the junior senior bill.
Yeah. And I don't know that information because of being here.
Yes.
But my previous district, they've just completed $114 million building fund, and they've got over $3 million sitting in their 034 fund that just...
It's just going to sit there. Yes, they were very specific with that. Any other discussion? Maybe we have we're going to have a roll call, please. And are we doing for the continuing permanent improvement levy?
So, Dr. Good, you made the motion. Which one are you doing for?
Yeah, that's fine with me. I would think that if a board speaks through its minutes, it should be reflective in the language of the actual motion, though. So we probably need to change the actual verbiage. Trust me, I don't want to be this guy, but We should probably change the verbiage on the agenda itself, correct? Or are we just going with Exhibit F?
Exhibit F will be continuous.
Okay, that works for me.
And that'll be reflected in the minute.
That's exactly what I meant.
So it is for the continuing. All right. Roll call, please.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hammond. And we're still under new business. We need to nominate someone as president pro tem who will preside at the January 10th, 2022 organizational meeting. Do I do a motion or ask for the name? I'm sorry,
Right now, you're going to open the...
So I don't need a motion?
I'm going to say the floor.
Right.
But you're looking for nominations among your board members.
So we need the name, and then we go to the motion.
Yeah, and there could be two or three names.
Okay, then we need a nominee.
I nominate TJ.
Okay. Anyone else?
This is for pro tem, right?
Yes. Well, moving on.
Motion's closed.
Motion is closed. So now I need somebody to make the motion.
I make a motion that TJ serves as president pro tem for January 10th meeting.
Thank you. In a second.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Hershberger was the first. Mrs. Rohr was the second. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
I don't know if you get to vote for yourself or not.
Abstain.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
I will not be here on January 10th, so I too abstain.
Okay, thank you. The motion passed. Okay, our next motion is to approve the following list of school board member school board of education meetings, one per month. There are no work sessions listed here or workshops, and please note all meeting times to be held at 6 p.m. at the junior senior high school auditorium. At this point, that's where we will be meeting. I need a motion, please.
Okay, that says 5 p.m. on the agenda.
That's the organizational.
Oh, I got you.
The regular meeting will be right after at 6.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
It's on there twice, yeah.
Okay.
The time is on there twice. And the meeting is on there twice.
Meeting's on there twice.
All right. Thank you.
I got you. Nice.
Okay. So I need a motion, please.
Jay motioned.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. And the second?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Hershberger is the first. Mrs. Rohr was the second. Any discussion?
Those are still the second Mondays, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm good then.
And I'm hoping when we get in January with the new board, we can have some workshops to have some OSBA training for the entire board all at once here at Chippewa. So that everyone's starting off on the same page and have heard the same information and go over our philosophy, values, et cetera. So those dates would be added to these regular meetings. Any other discussion? Thank you. May we have a roll call?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
I have nothing meaningful to offer on the board calendar. I abstain.
Mrs. Spann?
Yes. All right, as it stands right now, we have no need to go into executive session unless a board member or the superintendent or the treasurer would so desire. Mr. Hammond?
No.
You're good? No? Mrs. Rohr? No? You good?
No, I'm good.
You're good? Thank you. Moving on along, I need a motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Boy, I got on that one. Okay, Mrs. Rohr was first, Dr. Good was second.
So unfair.
Any...
Ladies first.
Any discussion? Absolutely none. Roll call, please.
I think it's only right that we have some discussion.
I do, too.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yay.
Mr. Hirsch, or Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we are adjourned at 6:40.